Buffalo lawmakers approve a city budget worth $622 million. David Rivera, Niagara District Common Council member, is with us live on WBEN this morning. One of two council members who voted against the budget, but it did pass by a vote of 6-2. David, good morning. Why did you vote no?
Well, we've discussed the budget for approximately, a few months now. And we had asked that they reduce the spending because that's where we're having the problem right now. Our deficit is structural. I mean, it's recurring. It's that our spending is more than our revenues, and it's been consistent over the years. And we said, hey, it's time that we start reducing our spending. We can't pay out more than what we're receiving. You know, our tax revenues, the revenues the city is getting, is not enough to pay the operating of the city. And we asked that they take a serious look at cutting. And unfortunately, this administration has followed the previous administration and just spending, and hoping that revenues appear from somewhere. It's not happening. We're not getting part of the 1% sales tax from the county. We're not getting ARP money, American Rescue Plan money from Washington. We're not going to get additional state aid. And so we know the only thing that we can do is cut spending because we can't count on the revenues. And there's strong headwinds ahead of us. I mean, they're projecting even bigger deficits down the road. If we don't start dealing with now, we're going to continue to put it on the backs of the taxpayers and the ratepayers in the city of Buffalo. Our property taxes went up 8%. Last election cycle, last time around, we criticized the candidate because she wanted to raise the taxes 3%. And here we are raising the taxes 8%. And, you try to desensitize people and say, oh, it's 8%. We need to do it. You know, there has to be a combination of incremental taxes. I understand that. But there has to be cuts. Government has to be right size. Other places are doing it. I mean, the county, when it has had problems, they reduce. They consolidate it. They reduce positions in city government. And we're not talking about police, fire, and public works positions that are essential. But there are many positions within the budget that we possibly could have cut or consolidated.
I was going to ask you that, if you could go a little further, where could these cuts happen that you're seeing around the city right now? Because people think of, generally the big things, streets, they want them plowed, paved, kept up with, big city departments like this, police and fire. You don't necessarily want to make big cuts there. But where are you seeing some of the things that could be cut back on?
The biggest increase has been in the administration's department. We have a number of positions that perhaps could have been consolidated. Years back, we had two deputy mayors and a chief of staff. Now, you had two deputy mayors, and one was handling the chief of staff work and responsibilities. But now we have two mayors and one chief of staff. And there are positions like that that are exempt positions. Those are appointed positions that draw very high salaries, including fringe benefits and legacy costs, pension costs, health insurance costs. Nobody wants to lay people off, but there comes a point where we just can't pay the bill. And all we do is borrow, and our hands are out to the governor or to the county executive asking for additional funds. And they're going to be going through their own fiscal problems. It's time that we started looking inward. I think what we should have done is made cuts and put money in our reserve fund. So down the line, when things get bad again, and they will, we'll have a reserve fund. We've gone through $100 million of our reserve fund. You know what we have now after this budget? Nothing. Zero. We need to replenish the reserve fund. Last budget year, we used all of the reserve fund money that we fought to reestablish the reserve fund, so we would have the money to deal with these kinds of things. So I'm hopeful that we're able to replenish the reserve fund, that we do have money, so when times get tough and it's time to raise tax, we don't put it all on the shoulders of the taxpayers and the residents.
On the deficit, David, do you think the mayor's plan for selling parking ramps and adding a bed tax will close that gap?
Temporarily, if everything goes according to what the administration is saying in terms of valuation, if the ramps are valued at $40, $50 million, as they say it is, and we really don't know until it goes to market, and we don't know what the bond market is going to be like, or we don't know what the interest rates are going to be, or we don't know exactly what the value of those ramps. We did sell one ramp, the Gallagher ramp in the Elmwood Village next to Women and Children's Hospital, for less than $2 million. And that was, I think, maybe 600 to 800 spots. So I don't know what the evaluation was done by our real estate department. So it'd be good to get a second set of eyes to see what the valuation is. It's a one-time, it's one-time in the sense that, it's $40, $50 million. We're giving up the revenues that we're getting from those ramps, which they're money generating. We're not going to have that in the out years. And that's going to be problematic because we won't have that revenue. And that's what people are concerned about, the valuation and the out years. We sell them now and we're not going to have the revenues at the level that we have now. And that's going to certainly hurt the bottom line here in the city of Buffalo in the out years.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you about this idea that came up yesterday of having downtown events fees for when the Buffalo Police has to provide traffic detail, thinking about concerts, games at the arena specifically. What do you make of that idea? Is it something you see happening?
It's been talked about before, and there was some pushback from some of the, the organizers of events, and I think they took it off the table at that point. We're desperate right now, and, should people pay? I think they probably should pay at a certain level. The Buffalo Bills pays, I think, the Sheriff's Department for doing it. I think we should look to be compensated for those services as long as it reduces expenditures. I don't want to just take the money that we make from this and just spend it down and then have nothing. It depends. When you move things around, when you have initiatives like this, you want to make sure that the revenue that we receive from it perhaps goes into a reserve account, and there's a benefit, not just to get the money and spend it down on something else, because that seems to be what we do. We just continue to spend and spend, and spending just outpaces our revenues.
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us this morning.